Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Susie Johnson, and she came in third in our VT5 midterm results. Now, we just were talking, and she's going to go on to do the 20-weeker. But you have some – now, the picks you sent me I thought were great, but you've got a much bigger transformation that you shared with people in the community that we're going to have on the blog too. So can we – why don't we start talking about that, like just the whole journey, because that's going to be the story everyone's is going to want to hear about.
Yeah, sure. So
so when did this whole, working off of the picks you just said, everything you're talking about, you're up to what, 100 pounds lost now?
Yes. So, as of yesterday, I hit 100 pounds lost. I started at 240 pounds last May 2011.
Okay, and how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
Oh, well, 5'6½", sorry. Yeah. I have to be exact. I like to take that half inch.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's taken me about 15, 16 months gradually.
And when was that, when did you find us?
I found you guys, well, I the first thing I did, first introduction to VI was downloading Eat Stop Eat last November. That was about 6 months into my journey, and I was constantly researching and looking to keep things fresh because I knew this was going to be a long haul.
And so, what did you do to? Okay, so you did you use Eat Stop Eat for part of that?
I did. I used Eat Stop Eat for about a couple months at the end of last year. And I also, at that time, I gained access to the VI community, and I kind of checked it out, but I didn't really know what was going on. I saw something about a contest, but I felt like at that time, you know, like I'm going to enter a contest. Because I was still 190 around that time.
Oh, so man, you should have entered then. But
yeah, I wish I had.
Oh, that'd be great, because you're just cruising along here. Well, okay, I don't want to make it sound like it's simple, but I mean,
you're
killing it.
In the past few months, I've lost over 25 pounds, and I should be like totally slowing down, you know, according to the, you know, traditional knowledge. You know, it should be just painstaking, and now I'm really losing it quickly now and recomping a lot.
Yeah, so that's the other part too, right? So, well, okay. So, what start us? Do you, what's the day that the 100 pounds start coming off? Is it just you have just a decision and off you go? Like what?
Well, I had gained a whole bunch because my sister and I lived together for about 10 years, and once we moved out at the end of 2010, I just took that as I'm free to eat whatever I want, which meant basically fast food all day, every day. And because I had nobody looking over my shoulder, it was, you know, it was kind of like growing up, even though I'm in my 30s. And so I didn't have a scale. I just totally blew up. And then I finally went to Bed Bath & Beyond and bought a scale, and I stepped on that and saw 240, and immediately the next day I was like, I'm signing up for livestrong.com and I'm going to track my calories, because I have done diets before. I mean, this has been a lifelong struggle. I'd done Weight Watchers, I'd done Atkins, I've done Body for Life, blah blah blah. And I didn't want to pay anything. I decided I just don't want to pay anything. I'm just going to track what I eat, start exercising, and see how it goes.
So you had no delusions about it being anything besides calories?
No, and I actually, that's when I did start looking into VI, I realized this totally meshes with what I kind of instinctively thought from the beginning. Because I had tried all this stuff, and Atkins, yes, I lost 30 pounds in probably a month, but I gained it all back immediately once I started eating carbs again.
How did Weight Watchers work?
Weight Watchers was okay. it's weird. In my previous attempts at weight loss, I would always seem to hit this magic, like 20, 30 pounds. And then even though I wasn't where I wanted to be, I just kind of let it go. I don't know exactly what happened with that, but I never thought about maintenance. I never had any forethought as to where I actually wanted to be. And this time I was like, this is, I want to have the hottest body I can have. I think it came with being single and in my 30s and, you know, really wanting to present myself.
Yeah, you just said something really interesting, though. It's an incomplete thought, just losing weight. It's an incomplete goal.
Mm-hmm. It is. You never think about where you want to end up. Just, I want to be skinnier. You know, what's that?
Yeah, I can see how you can lose momentum with not really knowing what to do. Like, it's not, it's like saying going for a run but not knowing how far you're going to run or how fast. It's like you have to at least have some idea of where the finish line is and what to do once you get there. Otherwise, I can see how you get your 20, 30 pounds and you're like, okay, that's something. It's some, you know, that's enough. Like, you don't know. Like, you don't know what to do with it. So I can see how that... Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I would always get to my supposedly healthy weight, or I'd get into the, you know, the kind of normal range, and then I'd kind of just, you know, relax and go back to my healthier ways, but...
Yeah, so, and then I guess you've kind of take the pressure off yourself there to see it through to its end. Plus, right, without having the actual goal of where the lifestyle would be, it's kind of hard to understand when you should be thinking towards settling into, well, this is just a lifestyle groove.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
And
so,
now,
well,
I have a goal in mind.
What's that?
And now I have a goal in mind.
Like, oh, okay.
Something to work.
So,
towards.
what is your goal, VI?
Oh, my VI ideal. Oh,
okay.
My measurements is really what I'm starting to focus on more than my weight now that I'm closer to my goal weight. Mm. But.
Now, yeah, so tell me about that. Is that something new, the idea of shifting your goal from a weight to a like, obviously there's a weight, a rough weight.
Oh, yeah, totally new. I never thought about measurements. I did write down my beginning measurements in May 2011, and I think my waist, let me grab it, it was 45.5 inches.
Okay.
And my hips were like over 52. And so I did have the forethought to write that down because this measurement tracker came with a Power 90 video I bought at the beginning, because I knew I wanted to incorporate some exercise in addition to cutting down all the fast food I was eating. So I ordered that because I had heard about the P90X, but I was like, there's no way I could do that. And so I ordered the Power 90, which was nothing. I mean, it was like two workouts, and I got bored with it in a couple of weeks.
Just not much to
it. No, not at all.
So were you, is weight training is not new to you then, or so like?
This go around, it pretty much is. I had previously done basically workout DVDs. Like, I did Tai Bo, I think, when I was doing Body for Life. I also incorporated Tai Bo as like my cardio, but never really lifting weights.
Now, was that something that was, what was your thoughts on that? Or were you just like, okay, it says so, just do it?
Yeah, pretty much. I started reading a whole bunch about fitness and nutrition because I like to know what to do, and I was searching for what to do and, you know, trying to figure out who's right, who's wrong, which, as you know, can be super confusing. Because everybody contradicts everybody else.
Right, and we're no different. So, at first, everyone would think we are contradictory.
Right.
So, did you think that we were just full of it?
No, because by the time I found you, so I had done Eat Stop Eat a couple months at the end of last year, and then I went on holiday and just kind of stopped the fasting.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did pretty good. I was able to do my 24-hour fast 2 times a week, and it, you know, kept my weight loss consistent. And I was constantly afraid of a plateau. I mean, I lived in fear of that because, you know, I knew I had a lot of weight to lose, and mm-hmm. I was so afraid of hitting that because I didn't want to just let it demotivate me completely, and I would just stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I actually went looking for Eat Stop Eat.
How did you find that, anyways?
I can't recall. I was looking online so much. I think it might have been an article on intermittent fasting on Livestrong, but
we've got some articles on there. Was that something you'd heard of, or was that the first time you've ever heard of it?
That was the first time I had heard of intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
I had no idea, and I didn't even know if it would be something I could do, but, you know, I was willing to try anything, really. I basically looked at this as kind of experimenting with different things, keeping it, because one thing I did, you know, a lot of people say that you just need to keep kind of changing it up and keep your body guessing in order to kind of avoid the plateau situation. So that's what I was attempting to do this whole time.
Well, it seems like it's working.
Yeah, so far, until I attempted the detox diet in January.
Oh, girl. You don't listen to me at all, do you?
Well, this was okay, because I did the Eat Stop Eat at the end of last year, but I didn't go into the VI community.
Oh, okay.
I didn't actually order VI until later.
Until after you did the detox? Okay, then you're off the hook.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, no, that was
so
a big mistake.
So tell us about that.
I lost 10 pounds in 21 days because I was eating liquid meals in the morning and at night. I would only eat solid food for lunch, which was okay. It was doable as far as like a detox. You know, it was generally okay, but, you know, you're not eating any wheat or potatoes or, I mean, there, like, the list goes on. Chocolate, alcohol, no alcohol for 3 weeks.
You're just not having much of anything.
No.
Yeah.
No. And it was funny because I did this, my birthday's in February. I did this leading up to my birthday, which was a ridiculous idea because I lost 10 pounds in 21 days and I gained it all back in 1 week.
Oh, because of birthday week. Yeah.
Yeah, birthday week. And I really indulged, especially since I hadn't had any of that stuff for so long. I really overindulged, and it took me until March to go back to where I was before I started the detox.
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, obviously you've learned that if you're not creating it in a sustainable way, it's all of that restriction is just going to lead to,
yeah,
that deprivation is going to lead to binging. It's weird because, I mean, obviously we tell people they have to restrict calories, but you just have to do it in the right way. Otherwise, it's just going to lead to this sort of stuff constantly.
Yeah. And I mean, now, you know, that's what I realized is like, okay, I was losing weight before. Why did I do that to myself? It's because of the fear of the plateau. I was trying to stave that off, and supposedly clean myself, which I'm sure I would have if I hadn't all of a sudden incorporated all this stuff back into my diet.
Right,
but,
back in.
Yeah, and so now it's all about moderation. You know, I follow the AGD principles without actually having AGD yet.
I'm sure just by listening to everyone, you get the idea.
Yeah, but I actually started checking out the community at the end of April, beginning of May, when Brad released a new updated version of ESC. It kind of jogged my memory, like, hey, there's a community there and you can go on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually at the same time, I had been on a couple groups on livestrong.com, and there was one guy I actually got in a fight with on the forum because he basically called me stupid for, like, trying to fast and all this stuff. He said I was, like, advocating not eating and blah, blah, blah. And
Yeah, for 20 for roughly 24 hours.
Right. Yeah. And it was just a bad scene, and it made me feel like I wasn't safe to post on that forum anymore because, you know, that's supposed to be like a place where I can express what I'm doing. I wasn't advocating that for anybody. I was saying this is what I'm doing and this is how it's affecting me. And he got on me about that.
Sure. And is that when you started realizing nutrition's a religion?
Yeah.
It's basically...
Yeah. So that drove me into the VI forum, which I'm so thankful for, because then I bought the workouts and got to know all the other Venuses on there, and they're so supportive.
Well, that's good. I mean, I guess it's kind of a repeating theme with the forum, which I'm glad it turned out that way. That was, I mean, we were hoping it wouldn't be anything but supportive. And, you know, fine. VI is a religion, too. I just think it's the right one. Or let's say it's the most, to me, it's the most rational.
I think so, too.
I can't really see, I mean, I can understand how people get caught up in everything else. I just don't see why... I mean, I don't see the value in it.
Right.
So I mean, people just want results, right? It's tough, but they have to. Mm-hmm. You have to put the work in. But I mean, if you, I don't know, I'm still at a loss for like how much fear is, like you said, I mean, you had the fear of rebounding, but or hitting a plateau. There's just so much fear wrapped up in food and dieting. It's just.
Yeah.
Fear. I think it's misplaced fear, because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know it's hard, but that doesn't mean it's anything to be afraid of. Like, it's difficulty and fear are like two different things, which I don't get why there's so much fear wrapped around it. I think there's just so many more things that go into the concept of food and what people, I don't know, it's an identity and a label and all that stuff. So, but anyways, it sounds like you've never really had that wrapped. I mean, it sounds like you've kind of always knew it was just sort of calories in and out and just got to get on track.
Yeah, pretty much. I did have, like, after the detox thing, I did have a little orthorexia issues. So
yeah, a little bit here and there.
Yeah, I listened to the podcast about that, you know, a couple times. And, you know, I still kind of think, oh, maybe I should not be eating the french fries. But you know, as long as I work them in, I had them this weekend, and I still hit my 100 pounds lost, you know, so that's proof enough to me, like, really, I can just chill out on that. And I have a couple friends who are overweight, and one friend that every diet she starts is cutting out some kind of food group, you know, it's usually carbs or sugar, and no matter how many times I say, just track what you eat, you know, figure out the calorie limit for you. And yeah, she doesn't listen. That sounds too easy or simple, I guess. Not easy. We know it's not easy, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think it's a useful exercise to actually go through the some amount of weight loss, even if it's just for a couple weeks and you can see 2 or 3 pounds change while eating what supposedly you shouldn't be eating, like you said, like french fries or something, because then that proves it to you. Like, you have to actually do it to believe it. I mean, even though the numbers and the laws of physics make sense, that if you and I just ate 1,000 calories today of french fries and we went up for a good long workout, that's going to be a deficit day. It doesn't matter that it was french fries. But you need to prove it to yourself, I think, because people just still I don't think people even want to believe that that's possible.
No, I think it's something, because then they think that they have failed because they can't, you know, they can't keep the calories under control or something. Maybe it shows them more that they could control it. It's something that they've eaten, like, oh, well, gosh, I didn't know I was not supposed to eat that, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's kind of the same old story, I think. It's facing themselves, right, and realizing it was just a matter of some effort and some restraint.
Right. Like my friend who wants to cut out all sugar, I tell her, okay, I have a calendar, actually, of all the calories I've eaten over, you know, since May 2011 and workout minutes. And I also noted when I ate fast food. And the first couple of months, I was still eating fast food like two or three times a week at least. But yet I was losing a lot, especially at the beginning. And I tried to, you know, tell her that, and she just kind of nods and, oh, yeah.
Doesn't believe you. Okay, so on that point, how many people were you including? I mean, obviously, you can't hide the change you went through from people. Like, did...
Oh, yeah. No.
How did that
I mean,
go?
They all know... They don't know about VI because I hesitate to tell them about the contest situation yet until it's over.
Right, yeah.
Then I think I will notice. But the picture... that I posted on my blog yesterday, I also posted on my Facebook. So really, all my Facebook friends, which includes family and everything, they know that I've done the 100 pounds. But when they ask, you know, a couple people ask how I did it, I say basically eat less, move more, and lift weights. I do make mention lifting weights.
Is that a satisfactory answer for them, or do they not want to believe that?
I can't tell. The guy who posted the comment on that, I mean, you know, a couple people liked my comment, and somebody else did chime in saying, yes, weightlifting is beneficial for so many reasons, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But, yeah, I think some people accept it, and some people kind of shrug and still think she's doing something. But
yeah, they think there's something more to it that you're not telling.
Right, right. You know.
Well, I mean, that's there's always going to be some doubters along the way.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then, well, I mean, I don't even know where else to go with this. This is such a good story. So along the way, you've done a bunch of different things, but you still have been progressing over the course of, what, almost a year and a half now?
Yeah, it's been 16 months since I started. So I kind of started out... one thing that really helped me drop a lot of weight at the beginning was I decided to start running, which I had never done in my life because I had asthma and I smoked, and I quit smoking in March of 2011, like a couple months before I tried to start the whole weight loss issue.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to resolve that. And so I could never even consider running because I wouldn't have been able to make it anywhere. And when I started out, I could barely run a quarter of a mile, and then I did the couch to 5K and built up my running, and so that did help with cardio. And at the same time, I was doing Power 90 and a couple other things. I did kettlebells. I started incorporating kettlebells, but none of those workouts, I never really found a workout program like the VI systems to actually follow for a good amount of time. You know, otherwise the programs I did find, I would find like online, like here's a workout for today, and you know, okay, that's fine, but it's the same old thing. I do some swings with the kettlebell.
Yeah, it's not a progression of one thing to the next.
Some snatches, and you know, and I didn't belong to a gym until the middle of VP5, actually. I was limited by the weights I had at home in my tiny little shoebox apartment. So there was very little progress to be made there, and I didn't track any of it. So
what made you go to the gym?
Really needing bigger weights.
Oh, you just outgrew your place.
I did, and you know, I'm sure my downstairs neighbor was thankful because there were a couple times when I dropped some weights, and I'm sure it was like a bomb going off for them. But
is that the first time?
Yeah, I wanted.
Is that your first time having a gym membership?
Yes.
Was that? Yes. Did you find that intimidating, or no big deal? You just showed up and started working out.
It was intimidating. It would have been more so if I had joined a regular gym. I joined the Y.
Oh, okay.
Which I found a lot less intimidating because it's really just people going to actually work out and not, like, look good.
Yeah, it's not a fashion show. Yeah.
Impress people. Right. So it's been really good, and I've loved starting to play with the barbell. I did some barbell rows, bent over barbell rows the last time I was there, and working on my deadlift with the barbell and stuff like that. So that's been a great thing, but that's only recent. I mean, I joined in June, so it's really only been a couple months with the gym access. So the first 2 months, because I started the VI workout phase one a month before the contest actually started, so I was already a month into the workouts, but I was doing them at home with my dumbbells, and I didn't really need the gym. I mean, that's what attracted me to the workouts themselves, is I didn't necessarily need the gym. Now I'm thankful for it. You know, as I progressed, I realized I did want the heavier weights because I just couldn't fit them into my apartment.
Mm. Do you like the ritual of going to the gym?
I do. Now I love it. And I was so sad that it was closed yesterday for Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
For the holiday, I couldn't go because I usually go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I just do 3 times a week. I know a lot of girls incorporate more, but...
Do you still do your running?
Occasionally. I do, yes. The short answer, yes. I did take a break. I did my first official 5K back in April. Mm-hmm. And... that's another thing that prompted me to get into the VI workouts, because I had kind of let my weight training stuff go by the wayside when I was training for the 5K. In the month of April, that was my least weight loss that I've had my whole journey. I only lost 2 pounds that whole month because I was running, and that's all. I wasn't doing anything else, and I feel like my body was just, you know, just totally becoming more efficient and not getting any kind of challenge or any. I didn't make a lot of progress that month. So,
do you think it stimulated your appetite at all, or are you just sort of?
It did, but I think it was also just my body getting used to that work.
Mm-hmm.
And missing the weight training. So that's when I got back into the weight training. And
okay, so now are you still on VT1 or are you, or
I graduated. I did at the 12 week I was doing some circuits and specializations, playing around with those a little bit. But I kind of missed the structure of the phase workout, so I jumped to I bought immersion, and I jumped to the phase two, which I love. So I'm on week three now.
Good.
Week three of phase two, and really liking it. I like the intermittent supersets, and I'm getting ready for Fibonacci pyramids, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the next plan
is submit at 20 weeks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. And then I guess kind of take her easy for the rest of the year, so to speak.
Yeah, kind of take it easy. I'm really wanting to cut a lot in this next month. Going into the 20 week, I'm going to, because I actually, I finished the 12 week, I kind of backed off on the fasting, and I haven't been doing a lot of that. I've just been, going with my calorie limit. I usually aim for 1,100 to 1,200 a day on average. I go lower during the week usually and higher on the weekends. But this week I'm going to start incorporating the fast again, but now I have to be super covert about it because the people at work are starting to get, you know, comments like, well, how much more are you going to lose?
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, starting to get the blowback. So
you just got to kind of work it in a way where they don't actively see you really, eating patterns in front of them, they can't really see it.
Right. I really preferred the dinner-to-dinner fast because I'm a dinner lover.
Sure.
I like to have a big dinner. But I think I'm going to have to try lunch-to-lunch fast so that they won't know that I'm not eating because I can, you know, skip breakfast.
You think this can be that much of a hassle?
Yeah, I have a couple of nosy people because we always eat lunch together. Like, there's a couple of women that I eat with, and they've made comments before. So, and now that they know I've lost 100 pounds, and like now that they're going to be, I think they're going to kind of get on my case about fasting now. So.
Yeah, because now they're looking at you saying, well, what's left to do? You look good. Like, there's no...
Right. Because yeah. In clothes, I know I do look good, but, you know, I keep telling them, yeah, there's
Well,
there.
I mean, so where are you at right now? 140-ish?
140, yeah.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Yeah, so you'd be... You're already within the type of range our numbers would give.
Yeah, and I think the RTD calculator gave me like 134, 135.
As like the middle?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is right now you're within any, the RTD will give you a range that's including the weight you're at right now.
Right.
So, yeah. So
I know I still have.
Sure. Well, yeah, because you want to get to a specific look. But now you're all the way down to the bikini versus clothes.
Right.
Like that, and right now, no one will understand that that you've got something, unless you walk around in a bikini all day at work.
Yeah.
Most people will be like, "What? You look fine. You look good. What? You know, you lost 100 pounds. What? You know, they probably think you're being obsessive or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it's a bit awkward because this is the point where it's like, no, let's really see what I got now. And but that's the point where like people are starting to. Not support, or at least, I don't know, you got to be even more secretive about it.
Right. I wore my little celebration dress that I bought yesterday to work today, and, you know, I felt a little bit of resentment from a couple of the women, actually.
Oh, really?
Even though they were outwardly like, oh, yeah, congrats, it was kind of more of a, yeah, good for you, okay, and...
Yeah. Sort of under their breath, they're hoping you rebound or something.
Right.
Yeah. Now, may I ask, are these people who you would say have some work to do themselves or no?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Just trying to be polite there. Yeah, you know, I guess it's just what happens, right? Like, yeah. you can't, that's a them problem, not a you problem.
Right.
So, but, I mean, I guess you have to somehow... You have to do something to not totally throw it in their face if you have to be faced with working with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of a trick there.
Yes.
I don't know how it's gotten to the point where we're not really allowed to be proud of ourselves.
I know. It's kind of sad, which is weird because Facebook is all about that. it's so prevalent. It's all about bragging, which I totally did yesterday. But
oh, yeah, but you have every right to.
But, yeah, I mean, everybody's so narcissistic, and it seems like it should be acceptable, but yet in person, it's kind of like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's that one level removed, that one, if it's not live, it's okay.
Right.
But as soon as it's live, then all of a sudden you're being classless or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, I mean, it's pretty good. Did we miss something that you wanted to talk about? I guess... Go ahead.
Don't think so. Well, I don't think so. I think I'm good.
Okay, so, well, advice then. Advice for somebody else who thinks they have 100 pounds to go.
Yeah, advice, don't wait. I mean, I really wish I had started so much earlier. And especially started with VI earlier. I would have probably been talking to you at the end of ET4 if I had originally started with VI. And also that it can be done and that it takes a lot more patience than some of the other girls in the forum. I mean, unfortunately, you know, when I started, there were a couple of girls who were winners and I realized that they had less to lose, but yet there were also some competitors. I'm thinking of Terry. She placed in VT4, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, shout out. and she was inspiring because it's inspiring to see quote, bigger girls, you know, losing at the rate that you want to lose at. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
just
well, I
do
mean,
it.
But still better late than never, right?
Or exactly.
Like,
it's true.
The time to start is right now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's pretty good. Unless you have anything else, I think we can leave it there.
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks. Congrats and thanks for being on the call.
Okay. Thanks, John.
So for Susie Johnson, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.